And welcome back to Mondays with Allie Mae. Today's episode is called Fear. I have been reading this book called Wild, and I really like it. It's by this woman named Cheryl Strayed. Basically, the plot of the book is that she is hiking this trail along the entirety of the Pacific Coast. So, it's a trail that goes from the Mexican border all the way up through the Sierra Nevadas, up through Washington and Oregon, and eventually into Canada. And because of some wild circumstances that were happening in her life, she decided that she wanted to hike this trail alone so that she could learn who she really was, which I thought was very interesting. But something that stuck out to me as I was reading it was this part where she is about to go to sleep and she keeps hearing sounds of animals in the distance. This is like her first night of sleeping in the wild. And there's like animals in the distance and she keeps hearing tree branches cracking and crunching and she hears leaves rustling and she talks about how she always told herself not to be afraid. And she finally says, fear is born of a story we tell ourselves. And so as she's laying there, you know, she kept telling herself, I don't need to be afraid. There's no need to be afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. She could have had the opposite story of once she hears the animals in the distance and the tree branches crunching and the rustling of leaves. She could have brought up this story in her mind about this animal coming in totally destroying her tent and her camp and, you know, killing her. She could have had all these crazy stories made up in her head. But she recognized that none of that was real. And it's because fear is from a story that we start to tell ourselves. And then we start to have these false ideas that lead us to do some pretty strange things. And in all reality, there was no reason for her to fear. She was safe in her tent on a trail that was supposedly safe. And so by her thinking the thought, there's no need to be afraid, she was able to easily fall asleep and then get the rest that she needed. Now, how many of us in our lives have a similar experience, but we just don't recognize it? For example, we may have some big responsibility coming up at work, right? And we need to give a presentation. While we could equally say, wow, I'm going to do so great at this presentation. Everything's going to go pretty good. I might not do perfect, but I'll deliver the message I need to. Oftentimes, we start to think, oh my gosh, this presentation is going to fail. I'm going to get fired from my job, and I'm going to have to find a new job. Okay, what job am I going to find? And all of a sudden, we're thinking about finding a new job just because we're a little bit scared that we're not going to do well on our presentation at work. Now, that's a little bit extreme, but it's true. It kind of happens sometimes to us where we have this small irrational thought and it takes us somewhere completely different. And that's because fear is just born of a story that we tell ourselves. And so how we can control fear is by telling ourselves what is true. It's super, super simple. We tell ourselves what's true. The truth of the matter is that we're probably not going to do so, so amazing on our presentation that we're going to get promotion. But equally as true, we're not going to fail so badly that we get fired. Correct? And so as we tell ourselves things that are probably most likely true, which is usually somewhere 50-50 between total best case scenario and total worst case scenario, right in the middle is somewhere where the truth is. as we do that, it allows us to operate from a place of faith and strength rather than of fear and worry. I think it's easy to fall on the side of fear when we are less confident in ourselves. And so we can gain that confidence as we decide to think thoughts that will avoid fear and give us that faith. So next time that you get caught in a moment where you are thinking that things are going mega south, I want you to take a step back and think, okay, what's the best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario? Help yourself realize that the truth is somewhere in between and start to think that thought. And you'll notice that your fear will melt away because suddenly you're not believing the false story that you're trying to tell yourself that's leading you to fear. Instead, you'll be believing truth, and that can help you to understand what is actually going to happen, and you're able to take steps forward. So that is all I have for you today. I hope you all have a fabulous week. See you next week on Mondays with Allie Mae.